All right. Ready? Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Ask the Dead in Hip Hop. I'm your host Sophie, and here we are sitting with the guys. I'm gonna go this way. BZ430.
What's up?
Hey, what's up,
Mike?
What's up, people? And we have Ken. Okay, so we're just gonna go into it, get into the question. It's from Brad. He wants to know about Amber and Wiz and why, I don't know, like what do you think about his divorce and her divorce or whatever.
Hello, so, Ken.
Look, I was shocked when it dropped. I know you and I, we've talked about this briefly.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how shocked were you though?
No, I was really shocked. Like, yeah. Because, I mean, you know what? Because here's the thing. I've listened to so many interviews.
I was like a 4.5.
Huh?
I was like a 4.5.
So you thought it was going to come eventually?
No. I didn't think it was going to come eventually. Mm-hmm. I thought they were serious. But I was like...
I did too.
I was like, oh.
The interviews that I've heard Wiz in, he's always talked so glowingly about her. Constantly,
she does like, the same about him.
He, I know that.
No, she has.
She does the same.
I'll give my opinion too. Go ahead.
Okay, so for me, I'm thinking, okay, you know, this guy don't really like, you know, have a real reason to talk that positive about his wife. He could have been like, oh, you know, yeah, she's cool, things are great, blah blah blah. But no, he really like he goes into like everything, the intimate details, this, that, you know, that's my bae, I love her, this, that, and the other. Like, he doesn't have to go that hard, Mike.
Wait.
I'm not saying that there's something wrong with that.
I'm just saying that I found it surprising that, especially in hip-hop,
that a guy would just really talk about his significant other that much in that much of a glowing fashion. I thought this was his woman, man. He was in love with Amber. He wasn't going to let her go.
Like, give me that.
Can we explain the game to Ken real quick?
No, y'all don't.
Because I feel like, yeah, we do.
No, I feel like
you've been out the game for a while. You boot up, you got some kids, you've been out the game for a minute. Unfortunately, I'm still out there. Look, if you're cheating on your girl, the best way to cover it up is to talk about her as much as possible. She'll never suspect it. If you're going on interviews, every time, this is my girl, I love my girl, oh, we have great sex, I can't wait to get home and talk to my girl, I can't wait to get home to see my girl. If you're doing that at every stop, every interview you have, then she's not going to expect that you're fucking other chicks. But if you don't mention her at all, that's when she's going to be like, oh, wait, Wiz didn't talk about me, wait, how come you're hiding me, how come you ain't bringing my name up? But he's always bringing her name up. So she won't suspect that he's fucking other chicks. This is basic. What do you do when you go and you go, well, not you. What do you do when you go, when you have a girl, and let's say you go out and you kind of fuck around with some other chick? You're gonna feel bad a little bit. The best thing for you to
do
is what?
Your past is gonna eat you up. It's gonna eat you up alive every time.
In your mind, you go buy her some flowers. Oh, I ain't do nothing. I'm just bringing you flowers, baby. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm gonna take you out to dinner. Why? Oh, just a special time.
It's just Wednesday.
Yeah, just Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday, baby.
You know how I do on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. Yes, Ken.
So she
yes.
You suspecting, like, oh, my baby love me. Oh, my God.
Right.
But, you know, that's not always the case.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
And I feel a little bit like Ken. I was surprised. And the reason, I think it was a couple years ago, I heard an interview where it was on the radio. And
together?
No, it was Amber.
Okay.
And she was talking about Wiz. And she was like, yeah, you know, my mom and Wiz get along, you know, they're like stoners from the 70s and, you know, they just all, like, we just all love each other and this, that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, well, damn, it just seems like everything is right for them. Yeah, he took her from Kanye, you know, so I don't know. I really thought that they was in love or whatever. I was just like, damn, bro, like you got Amber, like, she's one of the baddest, like, why do you... But, you know, but look, look, I understand the other side, because when you always have chicks constantly just like, yo, I just want to, you know, just hook you up. But it's not even just that, man.
Every relationship has its problems. Like, just because.
Of course.
Amber might be bad.
No, of course.
She might be annoying as fucking
right.
Hell.
Exactly.
Or she can't cook. Or she take these shits that just stink up the whole house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't trying to talk like you're talking about that.
Yeah.
You're the prank.
Yeah.
Nigga had to get that motherfucker for Breeze. some stuff to say on Twitter, didn't you?
Did I?
She always has some shit to
she
say
always
on Twitter.
Do.
Yeah. Y'all need to follow her.
I don't know.
Nah,
you,
music.
You kinda,
remind me. What did I say?
Let me see. What were you saying?
Oh, no. Okay, okay. Because everyone was saying, like, when they first came out about it, like that they were divorcing or whatever. Everyone was like, oh well, she about to be in a hoe, and you can't make a hoe a housewife and all this, whatever, whatever.
Oh, she was being like,
of course, blame her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was upset about. I was just like, okay, well, but you know, I don't know anything, so it's fine.
It makes sense.
Will said that. They had already separated. He had his own apartment, and Amber walked in on him with another girl and
two.
Another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Two. And
two.
Two?
Twins.
Two.
Twins.
At the same
twins.
Damn time. All right, so, she walked in on twins, and she was upset about that. Wiz is like, we were already, you know, separated. We're not legally divorced or anything like that.
Well, what
but
if she was trying to work on it?
If you take somebody from Europe and you move them to the United States, they usually get fat as fuck because they're not used to the food we have here. Oh, hamburgers. Oh my God, deep fried french fries, chicken fingers. They eat all of it and they gain a bunch of weight because they're not used to that shit over there. Wiz was not used to all these bad chicks coming at him. So he has a bad chick at home, but hey, she was like top sirloin steak, right?
I'm sure.
But every once in a while he had to get a couple Hot Pockets. Would you don't play my Hot Pocket every now and again?
No!
Bruh, yeah.
Hot Pockets be good, though. Not in the context you use. I'm talking about the food. No, but I feel you.
I hear your logic. I'm still finding difficulty with it because I still see women women pursue men.
Yes.
And they're bad.
Yes.
Regardless of.
Bad.
Well, you know, but my point is that
decent.
They're constantly being thrown at you. Just because I'm more attractive than the next man, I'm able to resist him because I've had more longevity. And
you've been
like you were able to like practice warding them off.
Exactly, because you're gonna take them all at one point, and it's like, yo, this shit is like, okay, I don't want this shit no more. Hey, just stop. And then you gonna get your bad one. He's like, damn, you understand? You just like me. Let's go. I don't need none of these because I got.
Just think, if you got that ugly dude, that dude that just never got chicks none his whole life, and he's a football player or something, famous.
So
getting all these chicks thrown at him.
That's
gonna
the
be
case.
Like,
did Jay-Z cheat on Beyonce?
You don't think he is when he is.
That Bill Cosby
That's your one.
I mean, since we're talking about
but Jay-Z's been famous for a long
time.
Exactly.
So he probably is.
Sorry. Yeah.
He probably was bagging chicks back in the street. He had money.
I think Jay is probably bagged his.
Yeah, his fair share. Whereas,
like,
he's
like 40 years old.
But like I said, he had money too.
I got one for you.
Okay.
I got one for you. Hopefully, this will clear up everything. This just popped in my head.
Great.
Listen, that was hella sarcastic.
No, I'm so.
Hurt my heart, so I thought we was cool.
We are cool.
All right. You know how when you're younger, you think that every girl's vagina is different?
I feel like we got a different life. Listen up, I got a story to tell.
y'all gonna feel me when I'm done.
Go ahead.
When you're younger and you're first getting asked, you're like, damn, you wanna bag as many chicks as possible. Not because you wanna be a whore or anything like that, because you think that every girl's vagina is different.
Dude, I can't relate.
But when you run, huh?
Huh?
She can't relate, go ahead.
I can't relate.
Well,
keep going.
I'm sure you
he's talking to Ken.
Dick is different.
No.
Oh, come on, man, get out of here, Sophie.
I'm so serious.
Megan.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's you
why,
did?
That's why that's my dog over there.
Why?
Because you do. Because, okay, you fuck one, you're like, damn, that was good, but it could be better. You fuck another one, you're like, okay, that was a little bit different than that one, so let me try to find another one. It's like that. So when you're a dude, you're fucking mad chicks.
Okay, keep going.
At some point, when you fucked a bunch of them, you get to the point where you're like, oh, you know what? All these vaginas really aren't that different. Wiz hadn't gotten to that point yet. Wiz is trying to figure out where is the holy grail of vagina. And he's just bagging this one. Ah, yeah, it's all right. Oh, well, yeah, that was good, but hey.
But twins?
Brad Pitt?
Wouldn't they have the same?
But well, it's different when it's alley-oop to you, and it's different when you have to work for it.
Right.
Wiz had to work for it the majority
before
of his life
before he
became Wiz Khalifa. Brad Pitt been getting it since day one.
He knows all the
gotcha.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Like Smith, Brad Pitt out the womb was getting alley-oops. He was slam dunking.
The stuff that goes on in threesomes between girls.
What you mean?
Like
you didn't get that look. That was classic.
The stuff that goes on. No, the stuff that goes on in threesomes between girls and then your sisters, I just feel like,
what? That's not right.
I just feel like that's...
So is that okay if they were cousins though?
Yeah, like
you feel the same way if they were cousins?
Yeah, cousins are better.
Cousins.
Man, man, fucking twins is wrong. I don't want to be right. When you're a dude, that is the ultimate. That is the ultimate.
It's the 2-for-1 special.
Exactly. That's the perfect way to put it.
There's a special conquest that comes
with it.
Yes. She's so disgusted with us right now.
Like you just
yes!
I have a rap!
Like, think about, like one, like, it's two Amber Roses.
Right.
Sisters.
It don't matter.
Don't matter.
It's two Amber Roses.
It's two Amber Roses.
Double your pleasure, double the pleasure.
Exactly!
Taking it back!
Like, just go ahead and just die for fun, man.
You know, it's like, yeah, like Twix.
Absolutely. And you know, both them twigs be good to the motherfucker.
You can't wait till they get to that second one.
Damn, is that first one? Like, God damn, that shit was good. I got another one. You getting this one? You're like, wait a minute, another one back here? This is perfect.
I think Sophie's done.
Yeah, so Sophie, yeah. She don't even want to close it out no more.
Actually, when you get home, ask your boyfriend, he'll be mad at two Sophies.
He'd be like, true.
I'm out.
That was great.
Oh my